Throughout the month of September, Tell Me More will tell you more about issues in education. As kids head back to school, we'll bring you a series of conversations on what's outstanding, what needs improvement, and what gets an incomplete in the quest to strengthen the nation's schools and offer children from all backgrounds the best education possible. Today, one aspect of online education, video tutoring, and one man's quest to make it more accessible, more understandable, and free. Former hedge fund trader Salman Khan may be one of the most interesting voices for educating young and old alike in 2010. His work in the field started with attempts to help his seventh grade cousin learn math. He started taping his tutorials and then uploaded them to YouTube. Then, as some videos do, his tutorials went viral, spreading to millions, and Khan Academy was born.
I have three avocados. One, two, three. And let's say you were to give me four more avocados. One, two, three, four. So how many total avocados do I have now? That's one, two, three, four, five, six, seven avocados.
Khan Academy doesn't give a degree, just perhaps, and this is its stated purpose, a better understanding of the topics at hand. Today, KhanAcademy.org has gotten more than 18 million page views from around the world, and Khan's original YouTube videos have gotten 10 times that. Salman Khan joins us from Stanford University. Sal, nice to have you on.
Great to be here.
So what is it that you were able to figure out that so many others have tried and not been nearly as successful as you?
I would guess you could call it a narrow focus on trying to initially help just my cousins. And because of that, I was very student focused. I wasn't trying to go into the system and try to kind of massage what we all kind of understand as a fairly large system in some way. And I was just purely focused on how do I, in the most efficient and quick way, get that information to my cousins' heads, and then obviously those same videos could be used by more people. So there are things I think a lot about it a lot. They're fairly granular videos. They're in these 10-minute chunks, so it's very easy for people to jump in and jump out, get the concepts they need. The style is very conversational. I think if people go and experience the videos, they really feel like we're having a conversation, or that I'm next to the viewer going over problems with them, kind of like their tutor. You actually don't even see my face. It allows the students to focus more on the actual content.
Well, you know, you certainly have a very impressive curriculum vita with MBA from Harvard, 3 degrees from MIT, a BS in math, a BS and a master's in electrical engineering and computer science, president of your MIT class, volunteered at Brookline when you were living in Boston to teach children with ADHD. So with all of that kind of a background, what is it that you teach on your tutorials at Khan Academy?
I teach everything. As you'd mentioned earlier, I started off with literally seventh grade math because that's where my cousin Nadia was at. As more and more people who maybe weren't related to me started watching it and where the need was the most, I started doing pretty much all of math, starting with algebra and then going more advanced and more basic from there. If you look at the site now, it literally has, we have over 1,800 videos. There's literally a video on 1 + 1 = 2, but it goes all the way to sophomore, junior level mathematics. If someone's a math or a engineering major, linear algebra, differential equations, first year chemistry, college chemistry, or a high school, kind of an advanced high school chemistry. But the goal is that it's actually understandable by anyone. We have biology there. I'm actually kind of knee deep in organic chemistry right now. That's what I was doing earlier today. So it has a little bit of everything. There's actually 12 videos right now in world history that I hope to expand to eventually cover everything.
Now, one of the criticisms of what you do has nothing to do necessarily with the format. Well, actually, it does have something to do with the format. It's been called McNuggets teaching, where people aren't really getting as much substance as perhaps they need. The counter argument that I've read that you gave is that you're just trying to give the nugget of what is the topic.
I'll say a couple of things here. One is, I think the people who actually watch the videos find that they're actually much deeper and give much more intuition than what you would normally find in a classroom. And they don't try to teach people just the mechanics of things. They really go through great pains to show people a concept from multiple directions. The criticism of time length actually doesn't make much sense to me, just because, you know, right now we have 60 or 90 minute lectures, whether you're looking at, you know, K through 12 or whether you're looking at a university. That 60 or 90 minute length was determined just by the logistics of getting people into a room. And obviously it wouldn't make sense to get people into a room and just do a 10 minute lecture and have them leave. But I think it would be hard to disagree with the idea that those 60-minute lectures could be divided into six 10-minute lectures, and then each of those 10-minute lectures would be better because people don't need the entire 60-minute lecture. You could call my lectures McNuggets, but there are a lot of McNuggets. So the calculus videos, there's nearly 200 10-minute lectures on calculus. So it's not like I'm skipping things or it's not like it's Cliff Notes. And I think what people find is actually there's more and deeper content on each concept than they would find in a textbook or a traditional lecture. My luxury is that I am not limited to the constraints of a traditional classroom where I have to manage a classroom or do other things with that time. If I want to spend 2 hours on a concept, I can. A traditional teacher might not be able to because of a curriculum or syllabus.
One of the other things that you are able to do, and we'll end the conversation with this, is you're able to offer this for free. You left a very lucrative Wall Street-type job, and now you are doing this, but apparently you have been getting some help from some people with some very deep pockets. Is that right?
Right. No, when I started this, you know, the site had gotten enough traction and I was just excited about doing it and all of the feedback I'd gotten. I decided to quit my day job that you mentioned about a year ago with the view that, you know, this is a highly scalable way to educate really millions of people. And one thing I always point out, it's not like a traditional school where if the funding goes away or if, you know, God forbid I go away, that the education goes away, that this content never really goes old. And so even if I got hit by a bus, hope it doesn't happen. But if I did, these videos will keep teaching. So I figured that I'd be able to get some social capital invested because our budget is actually very small. Right now it's literally me. But it took about 9 months, and there are several people who've helped me out really in a major way. You can imagine while you're digging into your savings, life isn't as stressless as you'd like it to be. And so Anne and John Doerr, who are fairly well known out here in Silicon Valley, were kind of the first. And very recently, Bill Gates has obviously become a fan.
Well, that doesn't hurt.
It
doesn't hurt at all.
Doesn't hurt.
How far do you see this going?
My goal is to turn this into a free virtual school for the world where just on its own, anyone can go to the site. I'm going to keep making videos. We're going to translate them into all of the world's major languages. We want to cover literally everything. We're starting with science and math, but we want to cover everything. And we want to, in order to make it a real virtual school, it won't be just the instruction. That's what the videos are. It will also be kind of adaptive exercises, a community where people can learn and teach from each other. So it could just stand on its own as a place for people to learn that I hope eventually can actually become, you can almost imagine the DNA or the operating system for the future physical experience, a kind of a hybrid school that uses things like, or preferably the Khan Academy itself, to kind of handle the core skills, the core lectures, the core exercises, and it frees up both teachers and students' times to kind of, you know, paint pictures and build robots, whatever else they want to do.
Salman Khan is founder and instructor of KhanAcademy.org. He is also a recipient of the Microsoft Tech Award for Education. He joined us from Stanford, California. Sal, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And that's the program for today. Tell Me More is produced by Jamila Bay, Bracton Booker, Luis Clemens, Jasmine Garzd, Lee Hill, Douglas Hopper, Arjun Hutchins, Zishan Jiwani, Veronica Miller, Emily Oxenschlager, Rob Sachs, Amy Ta, and Chinamay Wilson. Our line editor is Kyle McKinnon. Our senior supervising editor is Portia Robertson-Migas. Our senior producer is Alicia Montgomery. The program is directed by Monica Estatieva. Our technical director is Kimberly Jones. Our theme music was composed by Underdog Entertainment with additional arrangements by Ian Honeyman. The supervising senior producer is Tashima Walker. I'm Tony Cox. You have been listening to Tell Me More from NPR News and the African American Public Radio Consortium. We'll talk more tomorrow.